We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on top of the Amud. It says in the Mishnah, Marchitzin es hakoton bein lefnei hamila bein laach hamila. That means, even though it's an Isser to be Reichitz on Shabbos, and with hot water especially, it's an Isser to be Reichitz with hot water on Shabbos, and even maybe to cook up hot water, we'll see anymore later on, but either way, you're allowed to be markets the baby who had a mila, silo before the mila and salach mila, because it's dangerous for the baby not to be washed, and therefore they used to wash it before the mila with hot water and wash it after the mila with hot water. And you only sprinkle water and you do it by hand, not with a kli. So you have to do a shinu, you have to mezalef biyad, and you have to, and not with a kli. So it sounds like two shinuyim. First of all, you can't do chatzah, you have to pour water, just like drip water on them, on the baby, and also by hand and not with a kli. Not only the day of the mila is mutter to wash, even let her wash the baby on the third day of the mila. You see, by Shechem, the third day, they were still in a lot of pain. So you see, the third day is also a day of sakana. And as Plagas was showing them, if dafka, the third day is sakana, or even the third day is a sakana. Rashi is on that Pevav. Sounds like it's saying even the third day is a sakana. Rashi's lashon is the after yom gimel masukkanu. It means the first 3 days, all 3 days, he's in a sakana. That's what Rav Elazar Azariah is teaching us. Sofik va'adroig. And it's another halacha. If it's a sofik, which means Rashi says that Peter Gemara and Daf Kuf Lamed Hey, that it's a sofik if it was born in the 8th month or the 9th month. If it was born in the 8th month, in those days it was very dangerous. They didn't live. So then you can't do a mila on Shabbos because the baby's going to die anyway. But it's a sofik if it was a ben ches, a ben tes, or a vajraigenis, which is a sofik if it's a zocha or a keva. Vajraigenis, ain't mechalal if it's a Shabbos. You're not mechalal the Shabbos for them. Rabbi Huda mat vajraigenis. Huda holds muta vajraigenis. Now I have to see the machlekes later on. First, our Gemara will handle the ratio of the Mishnah that handles the chilek. That the shayla, if you let her wash a katan, b'lefnei mila chamilo, mezalfin, the Gemara is going to talk about that because the Mishnah does not read so well. It said in the ratio of the Mishnah, machitza is a katan, b'lefnei mila chamilo. It sounds like you can do regular chitza. Then it says, mezalfin of biyad of lebe kli. So what's going on here? Read the Gemara kasha, va'amit ratio machitzin. The ratio says machitzin, and afterwards it says mezalfin. So it's, what's going on here? It's just the Mishnah does not stim one line to the next. So Rav Yehuda v'Rav Avu, Adamit Avayu, they explain shayla like this. Ketzad. It's Ketzah Tani. That the Mishnah Mezalfin is explaining what Machitza means. That the Mishnah reads like this. Machitza is a Kotam Efremil Ben Lachamilo. Ketzah. Mezalfin love the Yad Avaloy Bekli. How do you do it? Mezalfin love the Yad Afka and Apakli. And it's explaining what Machitza means. That means it can't be Marachis Kedarka. You have to just drip water on it. And also, it has to be a hand, Apakli. And Lefiza, what is Rav Elazar Azariah saying? So the Machlokes is showing him what Rav Elazar Azariah is arguing, but according, we'll go with the Pshat, Vechlushi Aram, which is Mashman Rashi, they don't like that Pshat, that Rav Elazar Azariah says, argues on both Pratim. First of all, you could Machitzim regularly, and even on the Yom HaShlishi, you could do it. So it's a double Machlokes. That's Rabbah and Rav Yehuda's Pshat in our Mishnah. Amar Rava, Hegis is Pshat, Vamachitzim Ktani. It says in the Rashi Mishnah, Machitzim, sounds like regular Machitzim. Heki you say, it's Machitzim. And then it means mezalfin. It says marchitzim el amar rava. This is how you read the Mishnah. Hachi katani marchitzim es hakatan bein lefnei mila bein laachamila. You let her do a regular chitza bein lefnei mila laachamila b'yem harishon. When it land b'yem harishon kedarka on the first day of the mila, the day of the mila, you can wash the baby kedarka. Normally, you don't have to do zilof, and you could even use a kli. B'yem hashlishi shechali es b'Shabbos, but on the third day and it's on Shabbos, mezalf lo b'yav lo b'kli. You have to do a shinui. First, you only could drip water, and also only b'yad. Laz mezarya oimer mechitz mesa katan b'yem hashlishi shechali es b'Shabbos. He holds the third day is like the first day. Shenem b'yem hashlishi b'yisim koyavim. So he's arguing only in one thing. He's arguing if the third day is sakana also. So laz mezarya third day is sakana also. Shenem b'yem hashlishi b'yisim koyavim. And the Gemara says we'll have a riot to Rava's pshat in the Mishnah. Tanya Gafa said to Rava, Machitza, because the big nafkinity Rava and the first pshat. The nafkinity B is, if we don't pass like Ozan Mazar, we pass like Tanakama, nafkinity B, could you do a regular Rechitza on a cotton, Ben Yoimai, on the cotton of the day of the Mila? Could you do a Rechitza or not? According to Rav Yehuda and Rav Vua, you're not allowed to do it. You only do Mazalfin. According to Rava, you could do Machitza on the first day of the Mila for sure. So Tanya Gafa said to Rava, Machitza is a cotton, Ben Lefnei Mila. On the first day of the Mila, you do regularly. On the third day of the Mila, the land of Shabbos, you can mazalf, you only can do mazalf, which means dripping water, only biyad, only with your hand, have to do a shinu. You can do it even the third day, because it's sakana. You know what I'm a verse raya. I have a remez in the psukim to this. Shenem is in the pasuk by Shchem. You see, on the third day they were kayavim, they were in a sakana. And the brisa ends off, and when you drip the water, you can't use a becher, you can't use a plate, not a specialized kli, only with your hand. Also, so this last line of the brisa, also on the Tanakama, is going according to the Tanakama who holds that you have to mazal, you can't do kedarka. So we say when you can't do kedarka, what you do is you can't use a kais or kara or kli, only biyad. Ad kana brisa, chorot from first raya to rava. Now the Gemara explains what's pshat in this brisa. My af bishen raya dava zeich ladava. Why is it only a zeicha, not a raya? The Gemara answers, from a gadol lesolik bisra hayav. There in Shechem, we're talking about gedolim had a mila. By gedolim had a mila, it takes them a while to get cured, to get better. And therefore, on the third day, they were dangerous. But maybe our katanim, who has a mila on the eighth day, maybe katan solik be bisra hayav. The basar heals quickly. And therefore, maybe it's not a sakana. Therefore, it's only a zeich ladava, it's not a raya. It's not a first raya. So the Gemara brings a ma'isa. Who the asa came to Rava? There was someone who came to Rava with a shayla. They wanted to take a wash to cut on Shabbos. Or like a shmaisa. Yeah, he said, yeah, it's a day of the meal. Yeah, of course you can wash. Like his pshat in the Mishnah. Ichlis Rava. Rava got sick. So Rava said, I know, but how did Targum mean the Savi Lomeli? Why did I start off with the Gedolim's pshat in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda Rava who said a pshat. They were older than me. They said pshat. Why did I start off with them? There was a brisa like you that said clearly you're allowed to do a regular rechitza on the day of the mila. So why are you so upset? You're right, there's a brisa, but maybe the Mishnah is mashma more like them. Why? It says in the brisa, in the Mishnah, the Rav Mazari said you're allowed to wash the katam yom shlishi. If the Tanakhama said you're only allowed to do mezalfin, even on the first day, only mezalfin, he says, marchitzim, you know, I'm telling you, you could do a wash. Now, his miram is that the machlekes says, he argues completely on Tanakhama. Tanakhama holds, you never do a rechitza. I hold, you're allowed to do a rechitza. If you hold Tanakhama like a rava, that machitzim, even on the first day, you could do a rechitza. And the whole machlekes is only if the third day is mezalfin or rechitza. Because the Tanakh Amar Chitzim is Marchitzim on the Yom Rishon. The whole Machlok says in Yom Shlishi, if you also do Marchitzim in Yom Shlishi, so it said Af. And therefore, Rava held in a certain in a way that there was that the Mishnah is mashed like the other Pshat. So maybe he was wrong. And he rests his case, that's it. But the Maisa, he says, in the Maisa, maybe Shtikl Mashma, like the Rabbi Huda's Pshat, and therefore he was a little scared. Even though the Rishonim asked, that really, if you look at the Brisa has the same Lashon Marchitzim, even though the Brisa is first like Rava, uses Lashon Marchitzim or Lashon Mazari, don't say Af Marchitzim. So you see, it's not such a big deal. So maybe that's Pshat and Rava, but Al-Kapon and Rava was a little scared that maybe because he argued, he got sick. Kiyosu Rav Dimi, Omar, Rabbi Loza, Halacha Mazari, what are we passing like a Loza Mazari, Rav Dimi said? That halacha l'maisa, you could do it even on a yom hashlishi. That's what he says. It's not, it's still the common sort of gay nowadays, because by our days we don't wash anymore. Bechamin, we don't hold it sakana anymore, that you have to wash the guf. Haviv amarava, harchatz kol gufa harchatz mila. Declare amarava, this whole sugya, l'machitzim, mizalf, what are we talking about? Washing the whole entire guf, or only washing the makam hamila? That was the question. Omlu Rabban of Yaakov Shmei, the certain Rabban of Yaakov, his name was Yaakov, he said, Mistavra, the Svara is Harchotzas Kol Gufay. That means washing the whole guf. These are Gedaitach, Harchotzas Mila, Migar Mecham Gavi Maka. If it's just Mila, then we know already, Gavi Evi Maka, you're allowed to wash it with hot water. Domo Rav, Ein Moinim Chama, Veshem Gavi Maka, Veshabbos. You're allowed to wash a Maka on Shabbos with hot water and oil. So if it's a regular din just to wash that place, then it's a regular Maka. You don't need any Chalois of our Mishnah. So Maskev Lo Rav Yosef, that's not a raya from that halacha, because v'leishar loch ben chamish hukum v'shabbos lachmish hukum v'erev Shabbos. If hot water was cooked up on Shabbos, it's worse. There we're talking about maka or hot water cooked before Shabbos. But hot water cooked up on Shabbos, even by a guy, is worse. Why? Because there's a big exera by water that's cooked on Shabbos that you might come do it yourself, you might tell the guy to do it. So don't be a raya from that case of maka. You're trying to be a raya that chatzis means a kol guf, because if it was a maka, what's the chiddush? Maybe the chiddush is that you could do the mila even with chamish hukum bis Shabbos. Mask of Dim, Dim says back, on my dog of Chamash Hukum of Shabbos Pligi, then Chamash Hukum of Shabbos Pligi. How do we know that our Mishnah is talking about Chamin that was Hukum on Shabbos? That Tarakam Lazar is talking about Chamin Hukum on Shabbos, maybe talking about Chamin Hukum before Shabbos. And then that was the Shiloh, does it mean the whole Guf or part of the Guf, and that's a good Raya for Makkah? So that was the back and forth. Omar Baya, I know Baye the Shari Levi called Mishon Rav Yosef. I wanted to say Rav Yosef's Teretz. That here we're talking about you're allowed to use water that was warmed up on Shabbos, and therefore came the shayla of harchatzas kol gufoy or harchatzas mila alone, and that's why it's not a raya from the case of Makkah, because here we're talking about on Shabbos, and Pesach Zakana, like, since it's Zakana to the Katan, therefore you're allowed to have water cooked up on Shabbos, you're allowed to use for the mila, and therefore the Gemara had a shayla if it's a kol guf or only the makom mila. Itvan Nami, we have a brisa also that shows the same thing. That talking about Chamin that was warmed up on Shabbos called Sakana. Itvan Nami, also Ravin, Amar Rav Avo, Amar Lo, Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Yechna, Halacha Kerlozim Rezariah, and what's the Halacha? Bein Bechamin Shokhba Beshabbos, Bein Bechamin Shokhba Erev Shabbos, Sai water cooked up on Shabbos, Sai water cooked up before Shabbos, Bein Achotis called Gufoy, Bein Achotis Milo, Beshad Sakana Hulo, you're passing in like that, Madi Amar, since Sakana, you're allowed to do even Yom Shlishi, and even allowed to use water cooked up on Shabbos, even allowed to wash the whole guf, for good sakana hulai. So, like the Gemara, I wanted to go to Makkah now. We finished with Milo, go to Makkah. I'm going to come back to Milo in a second, but first we'll just go to Agav, and talk about regular Makkah now. Gufa, Amrav, Ein Moinim Chamin V'Shem Agav Makkah V'Shabbos. You are allowed to wash a Makkah with hot water and oil on Shabbos. V'Shemul Amar, Noisin Chutz the Makkah, you don't put it on the Makkah. Put it outside the Makkah, V'Shoyses V'Yer the Makkah, and it drips down to the Makkah itself. Meisvein, Nasu Akash from Abraiso, Einos Dim Shemem Echam and Agavi Moich, Lid V'Gavi Makkah V'Shabbos. Nasu Akash from Abraiso, it says you now put Shemem Echam on top of a Moich to put on the Makkah on Shabbos. So how could Rav say you're allowed to put Chamin and Shemin on a Makkah on Shabbos? Here it says you don't put Shemin and Chamin and Gavi Moich onto a piece of a band-aid and put it onto a Makkah on Shabbos. And for the Gemara, no, you gotta do it al Tzerfua. It's mutter to put Shemin and Chamin on Shabbos on the Makkah. Hosom Shem Schita. There's a Shal, it's a Schita. You put onto a piece of cloth to Shiloh of Schita. Toshma trying to be not a Raya. Ain't this the Chamin and Shemin and Gavi Moich Shagavi Makkah on Shabbos? You can't put Chamin and Shemin on the Moich and Gavi Makkah on Shabbos. Ah, you see, you can't, not like Rav. And the Gemara, Hosom Namashem Schita. There, the Isra is because of Schita. Tanya Kava said to Shmuel. We have a Braisa to write the Shmuel and not like Rav. Rav said it was Mutter, and Shmuel said the Chutz Makkah. Tanya Kava said to Shmuel, "I noistim Cham v'Shem Agav Makkah v'Shabbos, I noistim Chutz Makkah." He put it outside the Makkah, v'Shoyses v'Yerid the Makkah, and it drips slowly onto the Makkah. Tana Rabbanan, another Braisa about Makkah. Noistim Agav Makkah Moich Yovesh v'Sfoy Yovesh. You let it put on a Makkah a dry band-aid or a dry sponge. Now I put on a piece of reed that's dry or a piece of beged that's dry because that has medicinal properties and it can make a refuah. Right, the Gemara, you said moich yavish mutter. Then you say ksisim veishim zasa. Kasha ksisim aksisim. What's the difference moich yavish and ksisim? It's shver. And for the Gemara, it depends. Like kasha avacharati avatiki. New ones, they heal. Old ones don't heal. And that it's mutter to do is dafka old ones. But new ones, you're not allowed to put on Shabbos. On my bias, family, no. Hanik titamasi. You see from here that these shmatas, they make a refuah to Makkah. See, it's also on Shabbos. It must be, it does a refuah. You see here, it has healing properties.